This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 15th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Any optimism generated by news that Boeing was meeting with the Machinists Union over the weekend was dashed by a company statement released Monday night. Quote, "In light of the current business environment and global market challenges we face, we had hoped we could find a way to move forward. We worked very hard to find solutions, and we are extremely disappointed that the talks broke off," unquote. Doug Kite, Boeing's VP of Human Resources, added, quote, "We want to resolve this strike so employees can return to work, but we cannot sacrifice our ability to continuously improve productivity and our long-term competitiveness for an agreement. Given current economic conditions, it is now more important than ever that we retain the ability to respond to a dynamic, uncertain environment," unquote. Reading between the lines, he's talking about outsourcing and Boeing's contention that it's an essential management right to do it. Boeing says no new talks are scheduled. Mark Blondin, chief negotiator for the International Association of Machinists, told Bloomberg, quote, "We agreed from the start that job security was the top issue, and we needed to work to find common ground. We were unable to do that, and the mediator saw that and ended the meeting," unquote. The strike began September 6th and is costing Boeing an estimated $100 million a day. Commander Mike Fink and flight engineer Yuri Lonchikov docked their Soyuz TMA-13 to the Zarya module of the International Space Station at 4:26 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday morning. Hatches were opened and a welcome ceremony and safety briefing for the Expedition 18 crew members followed. Space tourist Richard Garriott, who's along for the trip, will return to Earth with the Expedition 17 crew in a few days. Garriott, who's the son of former U.S. astronaut Owen Garriott, is attempting to pioneer for-profit research during his stay at the station. There was no word as of last night out of Winnebago County, Wisconsin, where veteran airshow performer Patty Wagstaff was scheduled yesterday for a court appearance following a drunk driving arrest at Whitman Regional Airport during EAA AirVenture. Wagstaff told ANN shortly after the incident that the encounter occurred while she was trying to get back from the Gathering of Eagles dinner Thursday evening, July 31st. She said that while driving to the nearby Hilton on airport property, she was stopped by Oshkosh Airport and Airshow security, who subsequently called the sheriff in what escalated into a three-hour ordeal. Wagstaff was initially charged with two violations, operating under the influence and refusal to take a breathalyzer test. She insisted in comments to ANN that she was not impaired. In a ceremony yesterday morning in Wichita, Kansas, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association presented U.S. Senator Pat Roberts, a Kansas Republican, with its highest honor, the Joseph B. Doc Hartranft Award. AOPA says Roberts was selected, quote, "for his tireless advocacy of the general aviation community, particularly his efforts to block a user fee proposal," unquote. Senator Roberts is a member of the Senate Finance Committee and fought to win an agreement on the FAA reauthorization bill with the Senate Commerce Committee, in which the proposed fee would have been eliminated. The Hartranft Award is named for AOPA's first employee, longtime president, and former chairman of the board. It's given out each year to either an elected or appointed individual in government who's made significant contributions to the advancement of general aviation. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you more about these stories. The TSA will study virtual terrorist bombings. Airline hiring of pilots jumped in September. And Turkish Airlines dangles a big order in front of Airbus and Boeing. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Andy Cibula, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association's Executive VP of Government Relations, about a proposal to have the TSA impose crew background checks and passenger screening on general aviation planes and airports. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.